Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bay Area transit officials have released renderings of a proposed bike path on the Bay Bridge. You'll recall cyclists can already bike from Oakland to Yerba Buena Island, but the extended path will let them ride all the way to San Francisco. Phil, I thought transit officials thought this would be way too expensive. Didn't they already decide this?
Well, what they decide, they never really decide anything. I'm going to tell you that, Patty, and I'm glad you brought it up. The current price tag they're looking at is in the hundreds of millions of dollars for what in effect is a 3-mile sort of add-on to the Bay Bridge, as you pointed out, between Yerba Buena, Treasure Island, and downtown San Francisco. Now, that is a heck of a price tag. And usually somebody would say, that's nuts, or that's not going to work. But in the transit business here in the Bay Area and the politics behind it, what you do is you just keep sort of studying it and taking another look at it. And just this weekend, and they're having a release party tonight, they have a new study, something they've spent $10 million so far studying this thing, and they've actually come up with a plan to hang a bike path off the north side of the bridge, and now they're just going to start looking for where the money comes from.
Well, that was my next question. I'm sure that a lot of people are asking that very question, is how do you recover that money?
Well, you don't ever recover money when it comes to mass transit, whether it's for a roadway, a bridge, or a BART system. You subsidize it. That means you and me and everybody else, either through taxes or tolls, picks up part of the tab and then continues to pay. Now, the question also is, who's got the political will to get this done? And that's where the Bike Coalition comes into play. San Francisco's Bike Coalition has, you know, tens of thousands of members. They've got, you know, healthy numbers in the East Bay, too. Now, these folks, when you and I are stuck in traffic or heading home, they're heading to the various meetings, including this one tonight, and they keep right on pushing for their projects, whether it's bike lanes set off to the side of roads and downtowns or add-ons to bridges like this. You know already the Carquinez, the Antioch, and the Benicia bridges and Dumbarton, they've got bike lanes. Now they're going to be adding more. And so they get there, they push, and they've got the numbers politically, so the next time you have a bond measure or you have a tax or you have some other thing, they say, in return for us supporting it, we want a little piece of it. We don't want the whole thing. We don't want $300 million. We just want a little piece of it. And that gets the project to the next phase. And then the next phase and the next phase. And whoops, the next thing you know, you actually got something going by the end of the day.
Quickly, Phil, before we let you go, what government body is considering the bike path tonight?
Tonight it's the MTC, and they're more than considering it. Like I said, they're having an unveiling party to let everybody take a look at the plans to start moving on the next phase.
You want to handicap this for us before we let you go?
You know something? I used to handicap these things and say, no way. These days, after what I've seen on the Bay Bridges and stuff, I say it's just a matter of time, Jeff.
You're getting out of the handicapping business.
It's a sure thing. These guys do it one way or the other.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!